Yo, everything good? Everything good? How are you doing? Hold on. Gotta check these levels, you know what I'm saying? Make sure everything's all good. Alright, so second episode. Okay, I'm back, right? But like, back, unlike before, because I used to have like a podcast or whatever, or I started one, and it was going okay, and then I just disappeared. But then I came back. You know what I mean? And my mind is a little different now. It's a little bit different than before. But I'm still here. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody. If I offended anybody from the last episode, then you suck, yo. You shouldn't be offended. You know what I mean? Like, you're okay. 9 times out of 10, offended some white people, you know what I mean? Because they'd be like, yo, did he just say that we were aliens? Did he just call us aliens? I did. I called y'all aliens, you know what I'm saying? But I was just like, you know, just kind of, I was being a little silly. Nah, history repeats itself, you know what I mean? Like, fly into outer space, discovers a planet, lands on the planet. You are now aliens. This particular episode, you know what I'm saying? Like, red and blue, you know what I mean? Red and blue. And I've been seeing it everywhere, you know? So I was just gonna, just real briefly, just discuss what red and blue is and why, you know, like, what it is. You know what? I'm gonna be all the way honest with you. I don't really know what it is, but I've been seeing it all over Hollywood, yo. All over Hollywood. And some people are like, yo, tinfoil hat. This motherfucker's a tinfoil hat. Conspiracy. Listen, that's not it. That's not it. I don't have a tinfoil hat. I can make one. I promise, man. But I mean, like, you know, when you start seeing stuff and you just be like, hey, what's this? Why label somebody like that, you know what I'm saying? Like a conspiracy theorist, and he just pointing out some shit, you know, he has questions just like everybody else does. But if you ask the wrong question, people classify you, you know what I'm saying? You start pointing it out. So I'm like, hey man, what's this red and blue stuff about? And they like, conspiracy. I'm like, hey listen, I don't know what it is, you know what I mean? I'm just pointing it out. So I keep seeing red and blue all throughout the entertainment industry, especially now more than before, you know what I mean? Like everything, posters, movie posters and stuff. They always like split the person's face in half, and then one side of it is blue, the other side is red. I've been seeing a lot of that stuff, man. Metaverse and all this stuff. I think it has something to do with being asleep and awake, you know what I mean? Or being in an alternate reality and being in the real world. I think that's what that's representing. But why all the movies and why all the TV shows and then some of the music is doing it, I have no idea, man. But it seems like they're up to something, you know what I mean? Because when you look at it, I'm like, yo, everybody, like all of y'all? It's not just a few people or whatever. It's like a whole bunch of them. It's like everybody. Everybody's doing it. And I'm like, yo, hey man, how come y'all all decided to do this at the same time? What do y'all know? And then I look like a conspiracy motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, dang man, I shouldn't have even asked, man. I'm just trying to figure out why the hell I keep seeing this shit. You know? I just came from outside. So, yeah, man. That sucks, man. That red and blue. Mario's coming out. Sonic and Knuckles, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, okay, that's nothing, you know what I mean? But then I seen it in Free Guy, the movie Free Guy. I seen it in that. Doctor Strange outfit. Spider-Man's outfit. The Matrix pills. I'm like, hey, man, what are y'all even getting at here? You know what I mean? What's up with all this red and blue, man? What are y'all doing? Every time I see it, it's always in connection with a fake person and a real person, or a fake world and a real world. It's always, every time I see it, every single time. And no matter what movie, what show, what song, what, no matter, it's always the same. It's always the same. I'm like, yo, I think I get it. And then, you know, there's this heavy push for, like, you know, okay, like, you know how, like, when the virus came out, right? The virus came out. And then, what happened after the virus came out? Like, they started pushing all this NFT and crypto and stuff. That was, like, the rise of that. As soon as the virus came out and we were shut in, they was like, guess what? Metaverse, 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 metaverse. You know what I mean? They just started going off, you know? It was like, NFTs, metaverse, crypto. It's like, oh, shit. They pressed hard, too, you know? So, it was kind of alarming. I was like, what the hell is this? Why are y'all pushing so hard on this NFT metaverse and crypto? Why are y'all pushing so hard on this? It don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? So, there's that. You know what I'm saying? Like, sorry for the long pause. I'm not going to edit this. I can if I want to. If you hear music in the background, obviously I had the opportunity to edit this. You know what I'm saying? And shorten that part. But, like, I don't care. If you hear a long pause, so what? Okay? This is a general, I'm imaginary, you know, this is all in your head anyways, you know what I mean? Just some stupid guy talking, you know? So, you just gonna have to deal with those long pauses, alright? So, anyways, but yeah, man, they're up to something, I don't know what it is, but they all talking at the same time, too, all of them. I mentioned in the last episode, billionaires going into outer space. It's like, why is this primary talk? They going into outer space for whatever reason. Richard Branson and all them, you know what I'm saying? If you don't see a billionaire talking about going into outer space, it's because they got a ticket and they're going to hitch a ride from one of the other billionaires who actually got a spaceship. You know what I'm saying? What kind of spaceship you got? It's cool if I ride with you? If I was a billionaire, I'd probably try to hitch a ride with somebody too. I ain't got my own spaceship, but let me ride yours, yo. Let me send it back. Hey, how much to ride with you? How much to ride with you, yo? If you a billionaire, ain't you gonna hitch a ride with somebody? Y'all going to outer space? Hey, nuke day is coming. Nuke day. They finna nuke everything. You know what I'm saying? Bezos said his ship is full, man. It's cool if I ride with you, Elon. Yeah, man, I got some room in the back. Oh, shit. Bill already got a seat. He finna ride with somebody. I think he riding with Elon. Bill Gates is riding with Elon, yo, when they go to outer space. Dang, I got way off subject. I don't even know what the title of this episode. I started off with the red and blue, and then got lost. But yeah, anyways, the entertainment industry, you know what I'm saying, entertainment business, they're telling us something, you know what I'm saying? They're telling us something. Like, think about it, you know what I mean? This year's Super Bowl. I hope you hear this before the Super Bowl. I hope you hear this. You know what I'm saying? If you hear it after the Super Bowl, then maybe, you know what I'm saying, the shit will connect. But, like, it's sponsored by Pepsi. And I was like, you know. I'm trying not to see the red and blue. I'm trying not to, yo. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. That don't sound fun, man. You are a conspiracy theorist, because then that's like canceling. You know what I'm saying? That's like canceling. How you cancel out somebody who's thinking too much? Call him a conspiracy theorist, yo. Then they'll stop believing him. That's how, man, they figured it out, yo, didn't they? If a motherfucker get close to the truth, all you gotta do is just be like, conspiracy. And then he'd be like, oh yeah, you're right. This motherfucker's a tinfoil hat. And canceled. He's canceled, just like that. You know what I'm saying? Alec Jones is motherfucking. You know what I'm saying? Joe Rogan. They don't give a fuck who you are, yo. As soon as you start getting close to the truth, they be like, conspiracy. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be labeled one of them. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to wake nobody up. I think it's safe to stay asleep. You know how they say ignorance is bliss? It really is. It's bliss. Y'all motherfuckers are happy? Shit, I want to be happy. Damn, son. I know this steak ain't real. But my brain is telling me that this shit tastes good, yo. I'd rather just be asleep. I don't want to know that this steak ain't real. Shit, the steak tastes good or no? You know what I mean? Like, damn, I was there when they changed the recipe to McDonald's, yo. I was there. I remember me and my mother, we used to have McDonald's all the time. We was always having McDonald's, yo. And then one day she ordered some McDonald's and our stomachs started hurting. I was like, damn, mom, I think we got a bad batch, yo. Shit never tasted the same after that. I was like, I think they changed the recipe. We might not be eating real food no more. And you know, our bodies got used to that fake shit. You know what I mean? Like, it adjusted. Your bodies will adjust to some shit after a while. Let's talk about that. Because I'm non-vaccinated. You know what I'm saying? The hell does that got to do with McDonald's? I just feel like if you put something bad into your body enough, your body will adjust to it. You know what I mean? I think that's what's going on with this vaccine and these boosters, you know. It's like, man, you're putting something bad into your body. I'm not even gonna lie. It's bad. But your body is adjusting to it, and that's what they want. You know. Why? I have no idea. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Shit. As a conspiracy theorist to break that shit down, I just know it's bad. And what's giving it away that I know is bad is because, well, not just because my dad died right after getting the shot, but like, what really giving it away to me is that how hard they pressing to get us to, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not even going by their own rules. You know what I mean? Like, if you really want people to keep from getting sick, not only would you push the vaccine, but you would also keep us from grouping together. You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. And then host a sporting event where we're all sitting on top of each other. I'm like, man, if y'all really don't want us to get sick, y'all be like, man, fuck them sporting events. Which leads me to believe that this vaccine ain't what they saying it is. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Ask a conspiracy theorist. He'll probably tell you what's in it. I'm just like, hey, man, let me just sit back for a little bit so I can figure out what's really going on. Because when I pay attention, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Virgo. Y'all shouldn't have made me a Virgo then. You know what I'm saying? If y'all didn't make me a Virgo, I wouldn't have overanalyzed the shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, why is Bill Gates the front man for this vaccine? This motherfucker's the host. He's the host. He's the one that's... You talking about the tech guy? The tech guy is the host for the vaccine? The tech? You talking about Microsoft? Micro, you know what I'm saying? Micro. Micro. Microscopic. Microscopic. Don't that mean invisible to the eye, like microscopic? Too tiny for us to see? Is this guy the front runner for the vaccine? Microscopic. We can't see it. But But yeah, man, my dad died right after getting the shot, yo. He died. He died. October 2nd, I got the phone call from my sister. She was like, "Dad is dead." I was like, "Oh, shit. Oh, shit. How'd he die?" She was like, "Heart failure." You know what I'm saying? I was like, "What? How come he died of heart failure? He didn't have no history of heart failure." He was getting regular checkups from the doctor. It was like, "Everything's ticking fine, Mr. Williams." And then he died of heart failure. He's like, "Damn, what started that shit?" You know what I'm saying? I was curious. You know me, I'm a Virgo, so you know, I'm overanalyzing the shit. I'm like, "Well, what the hell happened to my dad? How'd he die of heart failure with no history of heart problems?" You know what I mean? And then I started seeing news articles of people experiencing heart problems after getting vaccinated. And I was like, "Oh, that's how he died. Well, can we sue?" Nope. They made it to where we can't sue. In fact, we can't even blame the vaccine. That's how they made it to where we can't even blame it. I was like, "Oh, well, damn. So we just gotta sit here and take that shit, huh?" And you know, not everybody's dying from it like he did. In fact, more people are surviving, you know what I mean? And they feel safe. They feel safe after getting, you know what, like people come up to me and they give me a hug, right? Not everybody, but you know, a few people. They come up to me and they give me a hug, and the first thing out of their mouth is, "It's okay, I'm vaccinated." They feel safe, you know what I'm saying? That shit makes them feel safe. It's like, "Damn, I got the shot, and then the one after that, and then the one after that. I got the boosters. I'm all up to date, just like the cell phone." Wait a minute. Okay, so the guy that's the front runner for the vaccine, is a tech guy, right? And then new variants keep coming out, like technology updates, right? Vaccine shots keep coming out like technology updates. "Oh, that was the old one." You know what I'm saying? You gotta get the update. That's why you're getting sick. You gotta get the update. You know what I'm saying? You remember when they was like, "Get the vaccine and you won't get sick." And people was like, "All right, wait a minute, I'm still getting sick." And then there's like, Oh, well, what we meant to say was, "You're not gonna die." You know what I'm saying? You have a less chance of dying. So my dad was like, "Yeah, man, let me go ahead and get that shot so I don't get sick." He never got sick. He never did. He never called. I used to, you know what I'm saying? I used to talk to him. And I'd be like, "How's it hanging, Dad? You know what I'm saying? You gotten sick?" He's like, "No, I haven't gotten sick." And it was crazy because he was a school bus driver, right? And you know, kids carrying that shit around to the parents, you know what I'm saying? That's how I got sick. I got sick, like right at the start of the outbreak, I got sick, right? Don't worry, I'm gonna finish that story in a minute, but like right at the start of the outbreak, I got sick. And it was, I got it from my son, man. My son. He brought that shit home. But the crazy thing was, I guess he was like, what do they call it, asymptomatic? He wasn't showing any symptoms. None, but I got sick right after coming into contact with him. Because I pick him up. He doesn't live with me. He lives with his mother. But like, I pick him up. And that day, I know, because the very next day, I was sick as a dog. You know what I'm saying? I was like, "Damn, I got this shit from my son. I know I had to." Well, I'm like, "Yo, the kids are walking around here giving this shit to their parents." But you know what? His mom got sick. His mom got sick before I did. You know what I'm saying? Like, his mom, my ex, his mom got sick. She was like, "I'm sick. And the doctors don't know what the hell this shit is." Dead ass. That's what she texted me. No. She didn't text me that. She was like, "I'm sick." But then my son came over and he was like, "The doctors don't know what that shit is." He didn't use those words. but that's basically what he said. He's like, my mom is sick. I was like, yeah, her, man. She okay? He was like, yeah, but the doctor said they don't know what that shit is. I was like, damn, what the hell could she possibly have? She was like, because I checked on her, you know what I'm saying? Trying to make sure she's okay, because I heard about this Wuhan shit. But at this particular time, according to the news, it hadn't hit the U.S. yet. But motherfuckers was getting sick. Right? And the doctors didn't know what the hell that shit was, right? So, like, I texted her. I was like, hey, you okay? Because my son just told me you got sick. And the doctors don't know what the hell that shit is, right? She was like, oh, I'm fine. I think it's just the flu. I was like, oh, okay. Then the very next day, I got sick. And I was like, what the hell is this shit? Yo, this wasn't no regular shit, yo. When I got sick, that shit was not regular, yo. I was feeling weird. That shit was not regular. I felt the flu before. I know what the flu felt like. You know what I mean? This shit was different. Oh, this was some new shit. You know what I'm saying? But I got over it, though. I got over it in like 2 weeks. I want to say a week and a half, a week and some change or some shit like that, right? I just totaled it, rounded up to 2 weeks. 2 weeks and I was over it, you know what I mean? Whatever that was. How do you know it was COVID? You know what I'm saying? Probably because I got it from the person who got tested. And they got COVID. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way I know. That's how you know you get any virus. You know what I'm saying? If you don't get tested, the person that you got it from get tested. Yo, I ain't shit, man. People like me don't deserve microphones, you know what I mean? Shit. Forget those alpha males, you know what I'm saying? This guy right here, speaking all this nonsense. But anyways, my dad died, you know what I'm saying? So he never got sick. He never got it. He never got COVID. I used to check up on him. I'm like, Dad, you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm doing good, man. Never got sick. Right? He was driving them kids around. I was so for sure. I was like, yo, one of them kids gonna get it. But, you know, he made it. You know, he never got sick. He's like, I'm finna get vaccinated. I was like, all right, that's what's up, man. Support that. You know what I mean? He's like, you gonna get it? I was like, nah, I'm cool. He's like, why not? Because I was like, yo, I think I already got it. He's like, I what, vaccinated? I was like, no. I think I already got sick. I think I already had the COVID-19, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you survived that? I'm like, I think I did. It affects everybody different, you know what I'm saying? Everybody. Like, literally, body is different, you know what I mean? And I think that's what just happened. I think mine reacted a little different. He's like, oh, well, I'm finna get vaccinated. I was like, all right, cool. Do what you do, man. You know what I'm saying? I support that. Long live you. You know what I mean? Him and my mom are together. You know what I'm saying? They were together. So she got vaccinated too. And I'm assuming they got the same place, same type, same all of that. You know what I'm saying? They got it at the same time. Together. So they got the same dose, same brand, same everything. You know what I'm saying? But then right after my dad got vaccinated, you know what I mean? He was like, I'm having heart problems. He said the doctor said he was having heart problems. What? Out the blue? He's like, yeah. Doctor said I might need surgery. What? He said, yeah, man. I could be facing a serious problem here, because heart surgery, that's some expensive shit. Luckily for me, I got great credit. I have excellent credit. You know what I'm saying? That's him. That was my dad. You know what I'm saying? He's ex-military. He had excellent credit and great insurance. You know what I'm saying? That military shit, right? Retired veteran and stuff. You know what I'm saying? He was a retired veteran. Right? So, you know what I mean? That's my dad right there. You know what I mean? And so, he was slightly like, well, what if they just trying to get some money from me? What if I don't really even need that heart surgery? I need to take some time to think about this shit. So they was like, okay, Mr. Williams, we'll give you some time to think about it. You know what I'm saying? It's a serious issue. Talk it amongst your family, you know? So he called a family meeting. He was like, y'all, I might need heart surgery. Gonna have to prepare for this shit, right? And then he died. Yep, that was it. He didn't even have a chance to get the surgery. He just died right after that. Right after that vaccination. And then I was like, hold on, man. There's other people having heart problems too after the vaccine? Well, that's crazy. It was like, oh, snap. You shouldn't. Your heart rate. Rapid heart rate. So you shouldn't do things that would increase that, like drink caffeine or work. You know what I'm saying? Anybody who's experiencing this should slow the fuck down, right? That's basically what I was seeing online. I was like, oh snap, I think that was what my dad was going through. Because when he died, when he collapsed, he just happened to be working. And it was, you know, he's a coffee drinker, you know what I'm saying? So he's the type that'll like have a cup and then get to work. And that's exactly what he did right before he died. He had a cup and then he got to work. And that increased his heart rate. And then he died. You know what I'm saying? No history of heart problems. Gets the shot. Has heart problems, dies. That's my only proof, y'all. I can't even, they won't let me dive any deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? Because they made it to where, you know, you can't like come up with the proof for it. You know what I mean? You just gotta like put the shit together. You gotta be like 1 + 1 = 2, I guess. You know what I mean? They won't let you come up with the truth. They won't let you, you know, expose them or anything like that. So you just got to assume. You just got to assume, you know what I mean? And then the people who are assuming, they look like tinfoil hats. Conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. We get canceled, you know what I mean? They cancel us when we say shit like that. They'd be like, man, my dad got the shot and he died, man. What's that about? They'd be like, conspiracy. Show us your proof. I can't, man. They won't let me. They won't let me show proof. Damn, son. They'd be like, where's the autopsy? They'd be like, man, they're not going to say that. No fucking autopsy. They're not going to let me say that, man. Because then people will stop taking the vaccine and it destroys the whole point. You know what I mean? Bill and the gang, you know what I'm saying, they want you to take it. And so they're trying really hard out there to get people to take it. They're trying everything under the sun. Look at these numbers. We just gotta roll with it too, you know what I'm saying? We gotta roll with their numbers, you know what I mean? We gotta be like, shit, I guess that's what it is. People are dying from it, I promise. Word? Yes, they're dying from it. You gotta get vaccinated, man. Because majority of the people that are dying are unvaccinated. Here's the numbers right here. See? And we just gotta roll with that shit. You know what I'm saying? We just gotta roll with it. I had a bunch of people tell me like, I had some relatives die from it. They died from the 19, man. And I was like, what? That's crazy. So we all know some people that's died from something, you know what I mean? I'm not running from it though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather just, I don't know. Like, it sounds like suicide, but like, I'd rather die from it though, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm gonna, I just don't wanna run. I don't feel like doing that shit. Just don't wanna run from it. Just let me get sick, you know what I'm saying? I've been sick twice already. But you know what the crazy thing is? My immune system is so strong. Like, I can go years without getting sick, right? Like, I haven't caught the flu since I stopped taking medicine. I never get the flu shot, right? And so, strangely, I never catch the flu. Like, any, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got the flu shot one time, and then I caught the flu one more time after that. And then I didn't get the flu shot again. And never caught the flu again. You see what I'm trying to say? What I'm saying is, like, after you stop medicating yourself, your body tends to just kind of like figure out what the fuck's going on. And they like, this guy told me online, he told me on Twitter, he was like, hey, that's what vaccines do. No, they don't. Nah. He said it's like a trial. He said the vaccine, this guy told me like recently, he told me like yesterday. You know what I'm saying, the time of this recording, you know what I mean, he was like, the vaccines are like a trial run of the real thing. It prepares your body for the real thing. So when you catch the real thing, your body already knows what to do because it's been through the simulation. He told me that shit. I was like, oh, I get it. So if I put in plenty of hours of flight simulator, I'm now ready to land a plane. The plane is going down and the captain is dead. Is there anybody on here who has played flight simulator? I have. I have over 50 hours of flight simulator experience. I am ready to fly this plane. The chances of us dying are kind of high, you know what I mean? But lower than someone who doesn't have any experience. You know? I would trust somebody who actually been through the real thing. You know what I'm saying? If two people raised their hand and one of them played flight simulator and the other one actually flew a real plane, I'm probably gonna go with the person who flew the real plane. You know what I'm saying? I trust that person to keep me safe. And so I'm comparing that to your body actually going through the real thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, if you been sick and you survived it, I don't know, man. Science geeks always show up and try to prove me wrong and shit. Natural immunity ain't gonna help you. Ah, shit. Well, I made it this far, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit. I mean, if I die, you know what I mean? It's only because, like, I died, you know? On to the next life, I guess. You know? I buckle up before I drive. I don't want to fly through the windshield. I don't want to fly through the I don't want to fly through the windshield. Hold on. What was that? You know? It's just helping me. I don't want to fly through the damn windshield, man. So I buckle up. You know? I guess that's what the vaccine is like. It's like buckling up. It's like, I don't want to fly through the windshield. I don't know, man. I'm just trying to put it together. I don't know. My channel, my podcast is for helping people just kind of look at things from a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? You gotta, yeah, listen, man. I'm not trying to wake anybody up, man. Stay asleep. I'm not being sarcastic. I really mean it. You gotta stay asleep, man, because it's happier there. You're gonna be happier. Woke people got it bad. Everybody want to be woke, man, till you actually wake up and you realize, man, I should have just stayed my ass to sleep. Shit. Being aware of shit that's going on sucks, yo. That shit is depressing like a mug, man. The real depressed people are all woke. All the woke people are really depressed, you know what I mean? They're really depressed, you know. No, for real, think about it, you know what I'm saying? Everything is awesome. You know that motherfucker, like, y'all seen Lego, the Lego movie, right? You know what I'm saying? That dude was happy as shit. You know why? Because he wasn't aware of what the fuck was going on, you know what I mean? Flanders from The Simpsons? Diddly day, neighbor. Like, that motherfucker's happy, right? Because he was unaware, man. He didn't know what the fuck was going on. That's what you want to be, man. You want to be happy. You want to be asleep. Stay asleep, man. Take the blue pill this time. You know what I'm saying? Take the blue pill. Fuck the red pill. Both pills keep you asleep. Oh, shit. Both pills keep you asleep. Damn, man, we ain't got no choice. I think that's what The Matrix was about. The new one. We ain't got no choice. Ain't no choice. You know what I'm saying? So I guess take the red pill. Because the red pill is going to take you to sleep. It's going to take you to Wonderland. You know what I'm saying? Remember when Morpheus was like, you take the red pill and you stay in Wonderland. And I'll show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. He was talking to fucking Alice, man. He was talking about Alice. You know what I mean? The rabbit hole. He was talking about going to sleep. You know what I mean? So go back to my Twitter and go and look through the red and blue thread. It's at the very top. Oh shit, what's my name? For those of you that don't know where my Twitter is at. Hold on, let me look this up, y'all, because this is important. Let me look this shit up. Okay, my name is Neon the Wave. So if you get on Twitter and you type at Neon the Wave, all one word, Neon the Wave, you know what I'm saying? I'm your imaginary friend. I only got like just a few followers, but I don't give a shit about that. Like, I like following people. I'm one of them. Like, I don't care who's following me. I like following other people, you know what I mean? Because they fill me with all the information, you know? I'd be like, look at all this information they put now. It's pretty cool. I like to read. You know, I'm a Virgo. I like to read. I like to read and overanalyze. The internet's the best place to get all that shit. You know what I mean? Plenty of stuff to read and overthink. So, yeah, man. That's the end of that. Once I run out of, you know what I'm saying, stuff. Man, shit. That's the end of that. I might as well just cut this off. But do y'all hear music in the background?